You are listening to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. The Reverend Dr. Homer Larson will be conducting our service today. Information on how to order tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon will be given at the close of the program. We invite you to tune in to this radio station at this time every Sunday and worship with us. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Does God's faithfulness rub off on His children? My sermon theme today is faithfulness, an attribute of God and a characteristic of His children. It's based on the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians, the first five verses. We open our service in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. God in heaven, we thank you for your faithfulness, that you have walked with us through good days and bad days, and the promises that you have extended to us for all eternity are sure. We pray that just a little bit of that faithfulness that comes from you may rub off on your children. Speak to us through your word today and grant that we may be drawn closer to you. For all this we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Hear the word of God as it is recorded in the fourth chapter of 1 Corinthians, beginning with verse 1. So then, men ought to regard us as servants of Christ and as those entrusted with the secret things of God. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear. But that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait till the Lord comes. Here ends the reading of God's holy word.
Because I know
Friends in Christ, if someone asked you a question, how do you describe God, what would you say? Your answer to this question would be shaped early on by the training that you received as a child. The training that came from your parents, your grandparents, and others who were around you. There might be somebody who would say, well, I wouldn't have an answer to that question. You see, my father and mother never mentioned God in the home, unless it might be profanely once in a while. I believe that they were atheists, or at least they were agnostics. On the other hand, there might be somebody who would say, well, I think of God as a man upstairs, that higher power. We don't know very much about him, but we know that there has to be someone there. You would come from a home that would not be willing to discard God completely, but he would be quite impersonal as a deity. On the other hand, you may come from a Christian home of one that was quite legalistic, where, for example, the law of God and punishment and fear were primary when you thought of the Almighty. On the other hand, you may come from a home where there was a great emphasis on the sovereignty of God. God is the one who calls all the shots. You really don't have too much freedom. Everything is in his hands. And then again, you may come from a home where the emphasis was continually on Jesus loving you. And so your answer would be to this question, how do you describe God? God is a God of love. Well, we know that we need to talk about punishment and righteousness. And we know we certainly have to talk about the sovereignty of God, that he is in control. And certainly once more, the whole emphasis of the New Testament seems to center in the love of God, which is ours in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Faithfulness is an attribute of God. That's what I'd like to talk with you about today. God's attribute, one of them at least, is faithfulness. The biblical writers all lifted their voices and sang praises for God's faithfulness. You remember Joshua as he's about ready to bid farewell to his people? And he says to them, God has been with you all the time that we have been together. He is the one who will never leave you. So Joshua's parting words were, now I'm going to die. You know with all your heart and soul that not one of the good promises of the Lord God was held from you. He never failed you. On another occasion, there's a lesser-known king by the name of Jehoshaphat. This is what he said as he was confronted one day by a powerful enemy. We have no power, God, to face this vast enemy who is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. In other words, he knew the God of his fathers, and he was counting on the faithfulness of God in his own life. If you turn to the 121st Psalm, which is well known in Christian circles, some say that it was written by Hezekiah. Whoever wrote it, listen to these words. I lift up mine eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. He is the maker of the heavens and the earth. He will not let your foot be moved. Behold, he who keeps you will neither slumber nor sleep. And there again you have the emphasis on the faithfulness of God. So as you look around in your Bible, you can only come up with this, that people thought of God as being faithful. They might not always have gone along with him. They might have been the obedient children. They might have cursed him and turned their back on him. But when all was said and done, they knew of the faithfulness of God. If your life is committed to Jesus Christ, you experience the faithfulness of God on a daily basis. There are some of these statements that really ring in our ears as they come from people who bear testimony to the faithfulness of God. I remember as a young theological student sitting in Minneapolis and listening to Bishop Hans Lilja of Hanover. It was only a few months before that he had been released from the Nazi concentration camp. And these were some of the words of Bishop Lilja. Through all of the suffering during World War II, including the time in Hitler's concentration camp, God was always there. God was faithful. His grace was sufficient. Isn't that really testifying to the fact that God is a God of faithfulness? We think of the thousands of testimonies that come to us from time to time. A few weeks ago, my wife and I were visiting with her brother in California. He has had a rather difficult life. He was a chaplain with the United States Navy. His ship was sunk in the Battle of Leyte Gulf. He was in the water with his men for over 40 hours. And while we were discussing this episode in his life, my wife said to her brother, "Did you think ever that it was the end, that you were going to die?" And he replied with a smile on his face, "Yes, I have to admit that the thought crossed my mind. But this I knew, God was with us and God is faithful." That's the faithfulness of God that lives in the heart of that particular person. On the street where I live in Cedar Falls, Iowa, there is a little girl who has a very, very serious illness. She is in and out of the famous Mayo Clinic in Rochester, which is only about 100 miles from where we live. Once in a while, I'll stop and visit with her father. And again, I get this testimony, not necessarily in words, but just in reactions and the way that he conducts himself. We trust in the faithfulness of God. Isn't that a marvelous way, friend? We trust in the faithfulness of God. So we can then ask the question, does God's faithfulness rub off on his children? You know, when we were kids, we used to be told, be careful who your friends are, because bad friends can really sometimes corrupt another person. I've heard that said more than once. Well, let's turn it around to the positive. Can God's faithfulness rub off on us? Is it true that the closer we walk with Jesus Christ, the more we will experience in our own life his faithfulness? That's the way that it was intended to be. We read in the epistle to John, we love because he first loved us, and a part of that love is faithfulness. But it is not easy to be faithful to God, especially in a day where it can bring the wrath of people. The faithfulness to God can cost you friends. The faithfulness to God can sometimes prohibit the advancement in your work. Paul realized that, and so when he wrote his letter to the Corinthians, he said, you know what is important? It is very important that we be found faithful to our Heavenly Father. That is required of us, he goes on to say. We have been given a trust, and we must prove faithful to that. What does that mean? What is that trust? God says, I have given to you the message of salvation. That message that reveals that through faith in Jesus Christ, human beings can have the forgiveness of their sins. They can have the promise that they are God's children forever. Human beings need this message. Let the church be faithful is what God is saying. And when we say let the church be faithful, that means that you and I, who are believers in Jesus Christ, must be faithful in our proclamation of it too. Paul goes on to say, you know, I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. And then he said, it is the Lord who judges me. Now, I don't have to be faithful to those round about me if what they want is in conflict to what God wants. If it's between God and the person who wants my allegiance to something that is not right, then I say no to that person. No, 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 not at all. My faithfulness is to God. One of the characteristics of a Christian is that he is faithful. And that needs to be brought out again and again in every phase of our lives. If faithfulness is an attribute of God, and we live closely to him, and he continues to influence us, then certainly we begin to assume some of that faithfulness in our own life. In other words, Jesus said, you are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. Haven't you heard people say, oh, she is really the salt of the earth? And what do they mean by that? It means that this person has got characteristics that are unique in a very special way to her. How important it is that they say, well, one of their great characteristics is that they are people who can be found faithful. Now, what does that mean if we take it from the abstract into the concrete? That means, my friend, that we are faithful to God and his word. That means that we are going to faithfully read the word of God. That doesn't mean it's a hit-and-miss situation. God has told us to live and abide in that word, and therefore that's where we find ourselves, if we are faithful to him. He wants to communicate with us, and that is his primary way of doing it. God has told us to pray. If I am one of his, then certainly my prayer life should be one that is very, very faithful. Again and again during the course of the day, in short sentences and then again at a more lengthy period of time, I stand before God Almighty and pour out my prayers to him, thanking him for the blessings that he has given to us during the course of our lifetime, thanking him for his grace and his strength that is bestowed upon us. If I am faithful, if I have had some of God's faithfulness rub off on me, then I am faithful in my worship. It means that when the Lord's Day comes around, I find myself in church. I wonder sometimes when I see all of these vacant pews going around from one church to another, where are the people? Do they claim to be the faithful individuals of God? How can they let one Sunday go by after another without getting into the church and worshiping there, listening to the word of God, kneeling at the communion rail? How can we let all of these things go? Faithfulness in our witness, telling that story of Jesus Christ to those people with whom we live, telling them about the Savior, through whom alone they can have the assurance of life everlasting. Faithfulness in our stewardship. This is the time of the year, isn't it, when in many of our churches we think about stewardship and we think about giving back of our time and our talent and our money. If I am a part of God's kingdom, and every day I experience his faithfulness to me, does it not mean then that I want to give back faithfully? God is faithful. It's his attribute. The Christian is faithful. It's his or her characteristic. Faithfulness in my marriage vow. We need to hear that, don't we? What was it we said at the altar that we promised to be faithful to one another in sickness and in health? That's a vow. of all that is given to us, we just do not run off with some other person. We don't begin to trade one another in like we do a car. Faithfulness, that's what needs to be brought out in the Christian home. I never would doubt his or her faithfulness. Faithfulness in the work ethic. Isn't that important? That when I go to work for that person, if I am a Christian, he knows that he's going to get a good day's work out of me. I'm not going to cheat him. I'm not going to slip out early. I'm not going to linger on the job. I have been sent there to work. A part of my Christian faith is to be faithful in a good work ethic. On the other hand, it is also a part of faithfulness that the employer realize that there is a good pay deserved by that person who is faithful. You see how the whole Christian faith really begins to work out, friend? How important it really is, how practical it is. Just that little word, faithful. Can we get along without it in life? There is so much unfaithfulness. And we're going to talk about that next week when we get into some of the specific problems, but also some of the specific promises that God has given to us. Faithfulness to Almighty God. His faithfulness to us and our faithfulness to those who are round about us. When I was a kid and my father and mother sent me off to Sunday school and to church, I learned about the faithfulness of God. I memorized all of the attributes. He is omniscient. He is omnipotent. He is all-knowing. He is almighty. He is holy. And I can't remember if the attribute of faithfulness was put in there or not, but certainly it deserved to be. Well, as a child, I learned that God was love, and a part of his love was faithfulness. Now I have lived all of these years, and what have I experienced? I've experienced as I've walked with Jesus Christ through life that he is faithful. Faithful is his attribute. Pray to God that as his child, I might be faithful as a part of my personality. Don't you want the same for yourself? An attribute of God and a characteristic of you, a child of God, that as he was faithful, so you too might learn the meaning of that word. Amen.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior.
Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you that in your word we have been taught that if we are in Christ, the old has passed away and the new has come. Today, O Lord, we pray that you will give us strength and grace to be able to grow in faithfulness, that may be the new that really has come to us. Lord, we realize that it is not characteristic for people necessarily to be faithful. But we know that when your grace operates in our lives, then we can be your faithful children, reaching out to you and reaching out to be faithful to those who are round about us. God, be merciful and give us that gift. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. May our hearts continue to be touched by the grace of God that is ours in Christ Jesus our Lord. Christian Crusaders is supported entirely by gifts from our listeners. Estate gifts, large and small, have become a significant part of our income. Currently, half of what we spend annually is drawn from past estate gifts. Have you considered final gifts to your favorite ministries as part of your estate planning? Cassette tapes, CDs, or printed copies of today's sermon are available free of charge. Our mailing address is Christian Crusaders, Post Office Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa, 50613. Our toll-free phone number is 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Iowa area, dial 277-0924. Christian Crusaders invites you to find out more about our ministry on the Internet. Our website is there to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our website address is ChristianCrusaders.org. That's ChristianCrusaders, all one word, .org. Conducting our service today was the Reverend Dr. Homer Larson, Pastor Emeritus of Nazareth Lutheran Church, Cedar Falls, Iowa, and radio pastor of Christian Crusaders for the past 40 years.